How like a fallen angel. When angels go bad, they are worse than anyone else. Remember, Lucifer used to be an angel. Neil Gaiman, Neverwhere. Winter. 1. Jim Corrigan lit a cigarette and thought about death. The office was quiet as it usually was at 2 in the morning. He was sitting behind his desk, legs propped up on the edge of it, and leaned back in his office chair. The smoke from his cigarette curled up towards the ceiling in a slow spiral, and when he exhaled, the blue puff seemed to float in the lamplight like fog. He had spent a lot of nights like this, for a long time. Sleep often eluded him for days, and he spent the time smoking, sometimes drinking, and usually reading. He almost never watched TV. The mindless chatter of it gave him a headache. The dark corners outside the lamplight were filled with spirits. They tended to slide in and out between each other, making it difficult to say exactly how many there were. It was only when he called them by name or spoke directly to one that it would take a more permanent and identifiable shape. At this moment, they were no more tangible than a cigarette smoke. Right now, he hadn't called any of them. They were simply drawn to him, to a place where they knew they could be seen. Most times, he tried to ignore them. Death was on his mind a lot, and not just because of the spirits filling up every corner of his house and office. It seemed to always come in the winter, when the anniversary of his own death, if you could call it that, was nearing. He got depressed, intended to ignore his secretary Mercedes' advice to eat, sleep, and cut back on his smoking. He always chuckled at that last one, though. What concern was lung cancer to a man who couldn't die? He changed his leg's position on the desk and lifted up his book again. The world of Tolkien always seemed to fit the long nights, so he was on his probably 50th read through The Lord of the Rings. He was about to turn the page when the phone rang. Jim looked at it, puzzled, then at his watch. The numbers read 2:05 a.m. At this time of night, it could be one of two things. Bad news, or a client. He picked up the phone and held it to his ear. Tempest Investigations, Corrigan. The voice on the other end was deep and rough, and he instantly recognized it. Inspector Roger Charles of the San Francisco Police. I had a hunch I'd catch you at the office. Having another sleepless night? What can I do for you, Roger? I doubt you're just calling to check up on my sleeping habits. That's right. There's been a murder. An awful one. I'd appreciate you coming down and taking a look. Charles's voice sounded hesitant. It was one thing to call in an outside consultant for a police matter, but quite another to call in San Francisco's resident spirit watcher. Jim wondered if Charles had cleared this with his superiors, but decided it didn't matter. It wasn't so much about the money as it was about the work. Where? Market Street. Not far from the water. You'll know it when you see it. Are you going to tell me anything about it? Not in the slightest on an open line. Get down here and take a look and we'll talk. All right. Jim looked at the map of the Bay Area he kept on the wall of his office. I should be there in about 20 minutes, give or take. I'll let them know you're coming. Charles hung up, and Jim looked at his glass of scotch on the desk. He considered downing it, but decided against it. He didn't want to smell like a distillery when he showed up. From his desk drawer, he pulled a bottle of mouthwash and took a swig from it instead. He sloshed it around in his mouth as he got up and spat it out in the sink in the corner. He grimaced and took his cigarette pack from the table. He put on his coat and hat and stuck the pack in the inner pocket of his coat. He knew he looked like a private eye from an old Bogart movie, but he didn't care. Usually it actually seemed to help people believe he was what he said he was. Besides, he had dressed this way for a long time, and it suited him.